I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, don't forget, you can always listen to previous War of the Roses and Dirty Works and phone scams and all that online at z104.com as we welcome Catherine to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So we are putting your husband to the test this week?
Boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Boyfriend. And what's his name?
Drew.
Okay. Why are we putting Drew to the test?
So basically, make a long story short, he has this ex-girlfriend named Danielle. And I told him that I don't want him talking to her anymore. And then 2 days later, I just caught him texting her.
Ah. So, not so good at following directions, then, is he?
No.
Okay. Is this Danielle girl, like, his ex, a legitimate threat? Like, do you think there's more than texting going on?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And I guess that's kind of what I want to find out.
Okay. Well, this is a good way to do that. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer Drew a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And remember, now, if he doesn't choose you, wait till he fills out that card before you say anything.
Okay, I'll try.
Oh, that's all we ask. All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him these free roses, he's going to choose you to send them to and not somebody else?
I don't know. I mean, I guess as long as it's not her, then I don't care if they're coming to me.
Okay. Well, okay. That's very liberal policy there. All right, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for an Andrew. Please.
This is Drew.
Well, good morning, Drew. My name's Julie, and I'm calling from floraldesigns.com. It's a brand new floral delivery service. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So the reason I'm calling you is to let you know that through the Visa Rewards program, you are one of our winners for the month of March. So you've got some free flowers coming your way. So congratulations.
But I am. I'm a winner.
Yeah, so now most guys we call don't end up keeping the flowers for themselves. Usually they want us to send the flowers to their wives or girlfriends, so I'm just calling to let you know we can do that too.
What kind of flowers are they?
It's a dozen long-stemmed red roses, so it's very romantic and it's so cute. Did you want us to send them to somebody on your behalf?
Yeah, sure. Matter of fact, I think I would like that.
Okay, so let me just get some information. Who would you like us to send these roses to? I just need a first and last name.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so is this for real? Or is this like one of those things where you like have my girlfriend secretly listening in and then you try to get me to pick somebody else?
Do you mean War of the Roses?
Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yes, actually, Drew, that's exactly what this is.
I knew it. I was wondering, because I'm like, how do I win some Visa contest? Like, I don't even got a Visa card.
Oh, okay. Well, that was probably a clue then, wasn't it?
Whoops.
So listen, you can still send real flowers, though, if you want to. I mean, it won't cost you anything. It's still free.
Well, sure, why not?
Okay, so I'm assuming you want to send these to Danielle then, right? Now, what do you want to put on the card?
Wait. Hold up. Did you say Danielle?
Yeah, that's who called us. Danielle, isn't she your girlfriend?
No, Danielle is my ex-girlfriend, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, she's the one who called us and set you up. So All right, so what is the right name to use then?
Actually, you know what? Go ahead and send them to Danielle. It's cool.
Okay, so you want to send them to your ex-girlfriend, not your current girlfriend?
Nah, screw her. I like my ex-girlfriend better anyway. I honestly only picked her because I thought that she was the one that called you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, guess what, dumbass? She is the one who called them. So now I know the truth about you and her. You know what? If you want to be with her so badly, then go right ahead. Because I don't need a single damn thing from you, Drew. I don't need your lazy, out-of-work ass sitting in my living room. No, I don't need your moot friends eating everything in my kitchen. And I definitely don't need your premature ejaculation in my bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Your friends can have all of that.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.